Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing there today, family? Everything's going good for you. I hope everything's moving good for you. We're going to have an exciting show for you guys today. We're going to have Gerard Kareem calling in. I'm trying to get my friend from California to call in. He can tell us. We had a great call last night, man. He was explaining some great things to us about the industry, the banking industry, how is it going, what's happening in the industry. But I don't know if he's going to be able to call in or not. He might be in a meeting, but we got the word out to him, and hopefully we can get him to call in. Listen, guys, if you guys want to call in while we're on live, you can dial the number 516-418-5449. Now, I do accept any type of questions. You can text the question to me at 803-683-1262, or you can email the question to us at johnfullerbiz@gmail.com. First of all, I want to talk to some of my sponsors. Hey, man, I appreciate everything the sponsors are doing for us out there. Tradeline Global Systems, man, he's on the road. Mr. Gerard Kareem and his company. I think he's in. He's going to be out there somewhere near California today. South Carolina Funding Group. Listen, guys, we're still giving loans out. We're still giving money out. I want you guys to understand that. We're giving money out all the way up to $5 million if you got a business. So give us a call if you need some money. Outside the Box Investors, EAM Investors, both of them is down there in Augusta doing a great job. Alice may call in today, and Alice got a house that he's about to sell. So, guys, you know, hey, things are going good in the industry. Even though we have the virus out here, coronavirus, we still moving ahead, and we still shaking things and making deals happen. So, guys, we want you guys to understand building real estate through generational wealth is real important, and we want to keep you guys on. How you doing, Gerard? How's it going out there today?
Hey, everything is well, John. Good to hear from you today. Everything's going well.
Man, tell us where you at today. Where are you located?
Today I'm in Sioux City, South Dakota today.
Is it cold? How's the weather up there?
Sioux City. It's actually clear. It's about 63 degrees. It's warmer than it has been in the last couple of days. So, yeah, it's pretty nice.
Hey, man, you're moving that freight across the country, man. We really appreciate the work you're doing. Be safe out there moving that freight across the country, you know, and let's keep moving forward. But let's get into this today, Gerard. I mean, me and you on the phone today, we're talking about building generational wealth, and, you know, we have conversation all the time. Building generational wealth through real estate. What do you think about that right there, Gerard? Just the part of building generational wealth through real estate. Let's hit that for a second.
So, you know, we actually coined that term some years ago, you know, selling the home buyer's guide back in 2007 and 8 and dealing with customers and really trying to get a deeper understanding of what we were trying to do for them. And some of the times that we had to sit down and talk on trying to make the program better, on working, you know, different aspects of the program to make it more understandable, more user-friendly, if you want to say that, and looking at the ultimate goal of the program. And generational wealth, to me, became the ultimate goal because, you know, so you buy a house, you put 30 years on a house, you pay the house off, you know, what's the purpose of that, you know? And you got some immediate purposes, you got somewhere to stay, for sure. You know, you got some secondary purposes. Hey, I got equity. I'm building equity in the house. So if I have any issues, I can use the money in the house. But ultimately, I'm not going to stay here. I didn't come here to stay. So I want to be able to pass this on. And I want to be able to pass on an asset, you know, to help my family and my children. So, you know, it becomes, okay, how do you build this so it's going to work? And, you know, in that way. And generational wealth is one of the terms that we came up with, and we actually, you and I have actually experienced that through our grandparents and our parents, you know, so then we go back and look
definitely
at that, so it's important. Yeah, it's definitely important. So what do you think? How do you think generational wealth has affected you to be able to bring it out, to demonstrate that to other people?
I mean, on me, you know, the main thing is, you know, with my parents, my grandparents' house being left to me and me being able to go out here and have the mindset to really buy houses and leave to my kids. And it's the mindset of being able to say, hey, man, I want to leave something here other than just a bill. You know, I want to leave something here tangible that they can use and they can move forward with in their lives. So, yeah, my granddad always said, hey, man, we're going to always have a house for you to come back to and stay in, no matter what. You know, where you go across the country, and, you know, I've been to California all over, you always got a place to come back and stay. You're always going to have some food in this house. You're always going to have this and that. So that's what it means to me, is being able to have something tangible that a person can always come back to. And, Gerard, let's speak to the people out there, and let's do some real talk today. Let's talk to the people out there that listen to us all the time, hear us talk about this generational wealth, and may think, well, dang, man, they talk about the same thing over and over. Why is it so important, and how can we get to the people that is not, that is renting right now, that is not buying and think they can't buy, and why they think they can't buy? I know that's about two or three questions, but, you know, how can we get to these people? Because, you know, we up day and night. I'm up day and night trying to find a way to get the word out to these people so these people really understand how important it is to fix your credit, to get the financing together so you can have generational wealth. What are we missing? What are we missing with our youth? What are we missing with our middle age, people that are not buying homes right now? What are we missing? What am I missing?
So let me start with the why. Let me start with the why, because everyone has to have a why. Everyone has to have a purpose or meaning. So one of my whys is my little special daughter, Mackenzie. She's supposed to be on today listening. So if you're out there, Mackenzie, thank you for tuning in and listening. Not just her. I have other children. I have other children. And Antonio, Sherry, Shonda, Stephanie, and Michael. And I got grandchildren. Those are my wives. Those are my wives.
Okay.
That's the reason why, you know, that I want to create generational wealth. And have something for them, because, see, my grandfather left something for me. So that put me in a mindset, well, if he was thinking about me, you know, way back when, then I need to be thinking about, you know, my next two generations right now and be developing something for them. So that's the why of it, you know. And I'm sure you got similar whys.
Oh, yeah, most
definitely,
man. You
know, you got three children. You got three children. You got similar things. Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's the why.
Go ahead.
Then you say, well, how are we going to do this? You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for what you have developed with your book and your system of purchasing a house from zero to 100. I have tremendous amount of respect because you took what you learned through the industry and put it in a format that anyone could read. A child, a high school student, can read and understand it. So you created the how to get it done. It's just that now people have to have the desire. They got to have the why to get to the how. And a lot of times people don't know the how. But you have set up a system for the how.
Oh, yeah. It's most definitely a system set up for them, a step-by-step system. They can come in. The official home buyers guide, decoding the system. And that's what we did. We decoded the system for them to come in and learn, you know, how to take step by step to get them into a house. One of the things was on my mind when you was talking, Gerard, I want to go back into this a little bit. African-Americans, we only buying, and we always been buying at 40% since the 1960s. And why haven't that, in your mind, why haven't that number changed any? Where are we still at 40% right now? And that's been over what, almost 50-plus years ago, over 40-plus years ago. Why are we still at 40% as African-American buying homes right now? You know, and that's something I want to throw a question to you for.
You know, there are many answers to that, and I'm going to see if I can just reach out and hit one of them. One answer to that, it hadn't been something that has been put in front of our minds or made important to us. You got to see, if you get education and you go to college a lot of times, that expose you to knowledge. And even with the education sometimes, that's not a guarantee saying, okay, I'm going to take my next move to become a homeowner. That's not a guarantee. You know, we have a lot of people who work blue collar jobs, and they may purchase a home before someone who's in college. does or get the education. So it's not a guarantee. I just believe it hadn't been a mindset so prevalent in our community. It used to be that way. You know, it used to be that way 50 years before 50 years. But
it was
a time period that came, you know, from the 60s, you know, from the 60s through the 70s and 80s, where people kind of got away from home ownership. They moved to the cities. They moved in apartments. They moved where it was convenient. They moved to where the jobs were. And that's where you create the inner city at. So the inner city was really created, you know, with the African Americans through the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s and whatnot. So it wasn't home ownership. They were just thinking. Thinking about, you know, just survival at that time, or being having a convenience. Not even survival, but being convenient. It's convenient to be in the city close to the job where you maybe can catch a bus, and if you're blessed to have a car, you're not far away from your job. So it's kind of a design of mindset about that. Home ownership doesn't become important. And if you don't know the values of home ownership, if you don't know why it's important to become a homeowner, then you don't have – that's not in your mindset. That's not on your level of thinking.
Well, you know, we always say the value. We always preaching the value. We always talking about the value. I got Van on. And, Van, I want to ask you that same question, but asking a little bit different way. You're a little bit younger than we are, Van. So how can we get the younger crowd, Van, to understand the importance of the generational wealth and the buying homes in today's market?
Okay, because I missed the first question. Okay, so you're asking me, repeat that again now? You said how?
How can – Well, I was asking Gerard the importance of generational wealth, and what I'm asking you is how can we get the younger crowd, because you're a little bit younger than we are, how can we get the younger crowd to understand the importance of generational wealth? I mean, we talk about this all the time, but for some reason, they're not picking up on it. And I'm trying to figure out how can we get them to pick up on this generational wealth and understand they got to be buying houses to build their wealth.
You know, I think that, you know, that is – you know, subjective to, I guess, to the knowledge of the parents. You know, it's a sad thing. You know, I want to call it ignorance, but it's only ignorance because you haven't been taught it. You haven't, you know, you haven't learned the value of it. You know, most parents that you know, most of our parents were taught, you know, early on that, hey, it's a good thing. I know my parents were to buy a home. They struggled their whole life to say, I finally bought my first house. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I don't know. I remember my mom bought her first house. I mean, it meant the world to her, you know, to have
right.
that house. I mean, it wasn't the biggest home. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, but I'm talking about it was pride in that.
Right.
To own that. But I don't know, like she never talked to me and said, son, you know, I'm buying this house to pass down to you someday so that you can sell it or pull the equity out and start you a business so you can turn the money into bigger money. I think that's something new for us. And I think that's, you know, I listen to Dr. Boyce Watkins a lot, and he talks about teaching our kids from an early age, because see, it's not in the books. You know, even in school, now they're starting to teach them how to balance a checkbook and stuff like that. I mean, when we were coming along, nobody thought about that. All we cared about was going outside playing kickball. You know what I mean? So now, in the day and the age we're in, it's so important for us to teach our children the value of economics and how to, you know, turn $5 into 10 and 10 into 20 and 20 into 40. I mean, you know, we have to teach them this, you know, but most of us need to learn how to do it ourselves. You know, they say the average person doesn't even have $500 in their savings account.
One thing you said that I want to comment on, you did, that is true. I never really had a person in my family come to me and say what you, like you just said, hey, it's important for you to buy a home. It was just instilled
right.
in us, in me that, you know, hey, we grew up in a home. So I didn't even think apartment, because my mother, right. we had a part when I was little, but then we moved to a house, so automatically you go to a house. So you didn't even have the mindset of even thinking about, you know, having. She didn't have to say, well, you know what, you need to buy a house to build this generation. Well, it was already built in you. It was already instilled in you that you're living in a house and that's where you live. So
that's
I understand that concept. So what you're saying is, in today's time, most people are renting. So we need to be able to get this education to them. That's all they know. So we got to find a way to get the education to them so they can teach it to the kids so the kids won't accept the renting. So right now, if the kids are accepting that I'm renting, because I accepted the home ownership. I'll be honest with you. I sold mobile home.
Right.
And I was selling insurance, and I went in there with the mobile home guy, and the guy said, man, you can really sell these mobile homes. I never been in a mobile home before because my dad and them always built houses. So we was always
that's
in a house.
Right, real
I didn't know
house.
Mobile
that's
home
right.
existed. I never knew mobile home existed. I'm being honest with you. You know, you saw them, but you never thought about them.
I still look down on mobile homes. I still look down on mobile homes.
Yeah, so, you know, I understand what you're saying. So that and that brings to a good point, Van. What you just said is most people are renting.
Mm-hmm.
So we know they're renting because 60% of African Americans are renting. And I believe that number is higher than 60%. Then
that's right.
The mindset ain't even there for them to even buy. So their kids coming up in a renting situation, they think that's normal. The kids
that's
think
right.
the renting is normal. You know.
Yep.
So that makes a big difference. So parents, what we're saying to you guys, and what Van is saying, what Gerard is saying, and what we're saying is, you in order for you to change your kids' mindset, you got to get them in a buying situation. You got to get them in a house so that they can feel the difference of renting an apartment and going in the backyard and being in their own backyard, living out their house. And that brought a good point to me, Van. I appreciate that. You know, when we talking, we come up with ideas, man, and that was awesome.
And, John, real quick, and, you know, most of us on the call, I mean, if you've ever rented, this is also the other part, the value of home ownership. When you rent it, if your mama rented a house or apartment or whatever, you know, you might pull up in the grass with your car, and, you know, if you put a dent in the wall, it's okay. It's all good because it's a rental property. You don't care about it. It's not yours. You understand?
Yeah,
you don't
pride.
Own it.
Right.
No pride in it whatsoever. But when you own it, don't pull that car in my grass. What's wrong with you? you know what I'm saying? Don't put your hands on my wall. You put fingerprints on my. It's just a different sense of pride and ownership than it is in rent.
Yeah, you're right
you don't
about
care
that.
When you rent. Exactly. So that's the mindset.
We got a caller calling in. I can't. Can you announce yourself? Hello. Someone calling in 803-440-0414.
That's my young daughter, my youngest daughter, Mackenzie.
Oh, that's Mackenzie. Well, Mackenzie, you can talk. We don't want you not to talk. Go ahead and say something. I enjoyed you calling in. I want to give you the opportunity to get on live if you're going to call in. So Mackenzie, call back in and say something to her. You know me. I'll call back in and say something to her. But, yeah, how old is she, Gerard? How old is she, Gerard? How old is your daughter? Gerard, he must be talking to her on the other line.
No, she's 16 this year. She'll be 17 this year.
Hey, man, that's a great thing to have her to even call into the show, to even be listening to the show at 16 years old. That's the type of thing that we got to do. You got to get your kids listening to these shows and listen to talk about home ownership. Talk about making this thing work. I'm getting some thumbs up. So I got some people listening now. I'm getting some thumbs up out here on my phone here. So I got some people thumbing me up and stuff.
Yeah.
And call in, guys. You want to call in, ask some questions, 516-418-5449, 516-418-5449. But to get back to our conversation, Van, that made a lot of sense what you said. So I really appreciate you bringing that to the forefront of people that just don't understand. Like, when you're renting, you got to rent a mindset. And you never even
got
to
rent
about buying a home.
Yep.
Yeah, you never even think about buying a home. But you do understand the pride of owning a home. Like you say, that is true, too. Hey, man, get off my grass, man.
That's right. When you own it, that's right.
You know, get off my grass, man. I'm parking car my grass, parking on the side of the road. Over there, man.
Simple as that.
It's
as simple as grass. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Girl, what do you think about that?
You know, pride of ownership, fighter ownership is real important. You know, it give you value. It help you appreciate the value of what you work hard for. You know, it takes you to a whole different level. And from pride to ownership, you know, that develops into, okay, how I'm going to move to another step? How I'm going to move forward? You know, we talk about investing. After you have pride of ownership, I don't want to just own one. You know, creating generational wealth is about how I'm going to be able to create a system of houses now that I can pass on. You know, I don't want my daughter. I want my daughter to run an operation, to run a business, to run my corporation. I don't want her to help McDonald's or help no one else. When she got out of school, when she gets out of school, you know, we already discussed, okay, we're buying houses this year. You'll have your first house before you graduate. You know, you already own the house that I have. The house that I have is yours already. It's already determined. So, you know, we're going to make sure your credit is together. We're going to make sure you understand your budget. I want to make sure that you're going to be on top of this game because I need you to be able to know the direction you're going. So, hey, when it's time for me to step back, I don't have to worry about the ship. I know the ship in good hands.
Let's do this with all three of us real quick because we got about 8 minutes left in the show. I want to do this. We talked about home ownership. We talked about generational wealth. And I want to go around now and I want to say, I want people to get an understanding how easy it is to do this, how easy it is to become a homeowner. I don't want to leave the car without them understanding how easy it is. Gerard, we can start with you, then we'll go to Van, then we'll come to me. How easy it is to become a homeowner. Let's talk about
that. Okay, so I purchased my home just under the negotiation. Talking to a person, negotiating with them without no bank, without no credit, and without very low down payment. And it's possible. So you can find there are deals out there like that. You don't have to buy a $100,000 house. You can start off with a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 house. And you create equity. As a matter of fact, it's the best way to create equity to have money to move forward. So it's not hard. The Home Buyer's Guide system will solidify everything that you need. Budget, credit, understanding. That's my take.
Van, what do you think, man? How easy it is for people to buy homes in America today?
Well, it's really the simplest thing in the world to do. Really, you know, if you have the means to pay rent to someone $500, $600, $700 a month, in the South, we have people here in the city that pay $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month rent. Okay.
Wow.
So if you can afford to pay that kind of money, I'm saying even the low end, $500, $600, $700 a month, you know, you need to really look into home ownership. And it's very simple. You got a job, you got a pay stub, you know.
Yeah.
Save up you three to six months in reserves. And that basically means three times or four times your, you know, monthly payment. And guess what? You go to a broker, come to one of us, go to a bank, whatever, get approved for the loan. We can help you find a house, build a house, and that same $500, $600, $700 a month you're paying in your own home will build pride, generational wealth, and even a big asset for you as a person, for you and your family. So it's very easy. You just got to take the step. You just got to take the initiative and do it. That's it. It's very easy.
Hey, man, I got a little class going around called Buying a House Wisely, Top 6 Steps. Guys, if you out there and you need that, give us a call. We'll be happy to email that out to you. It's real simple to follow. You know, I'm not going to go through it today due to time, but you guys give us a call. You guys can always call me at 803-683-1262, or you can call the office 678-509-5269. Van, give them how they can get in touch with you. So we most definitely need that New York. One of the things about that New York crowd, man, we need to be get some of them houses up there. So give them how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can get in touch with me. Name of my company is called the Vanco Consulting Group. I have my website is Vanco Group, VANCO Group, GROUP LLC. com, or my phone number is area code 646-470-4726.
There you go. Okay, Gerard, let's see how they get in touch with you. I know you be on the road a lot, but how can they get in touch with you, Gerard?
I'm at gak.realestate@gmail.com. You can contact me at 803-386-7893. You can call or text that phone number 24/7.
Guys, listen, we got a world of knowledge out here for you guys. You know, we got about 4 minutes left in the show, but I wanted to make sure before we get to the end of the show that you had everybody's contact information. And you guys know how to get in touch with me. You guys can download the book, you know, Decoding the Home Buying System, Kindle. You can get it off of Kindle. You can get it from Kindle, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you just go to the website, johnfuller.store, and get it. So we wanted to get that out the way. But, Gerard, going back into what we talked about earlier today, and Van, either one of you guys can come in on this, and we talk about how easy it is for people to get in the home. I want you, each one of y'all, to just right off the top of your mind, when you're talking, when you first meet a customer, and a customer not a homeowner, act like we're talking to a customer right now. What would you say to them, to for our public to listen to right now? What would you say to them, Van, if you just run to a person and they say, I'm not a homeowner? What would you say to them?
I'd say, in this day and age, brother, that's the biggest mistake you can ever make is paying somebody else rent and making them rich. Why would you want to do that? Doesn't make sense. You should be putting that money back in your own pocket. I mean, you know, I don't even believe. You know what? You know when the banks, even when you set up your mortgage stuff with your bank, you get closed and you set it up, and they say, hey, you know, we're gonna escrow your tax and insurance. I don't even let them do that for me. Because I want my money sitting in my bank collecting interest for me, not for the bank.
Wow. Van, I'm going to go to Gerard in a second. Yeah. Can you give them one tip? I just need one tip. You've been in the business a long time. Give the people one tip that would make it easier for them to go become a homeowner. Just give them a tip.
I just would ask them, would you give me the opportunity to show you a system that will put you into a home? Would you give me the opportunity? That's all I would ask. Would you give me an opportunity? No strings attached. Can you just give me the opportunity to sit down and listen and to see what I say? If it makes sense, then you can move forward. If it don't, then I'm sorry for wasting your time.
And you guys can call Gerard at that number and give him that and let him give you that tip, give you that opportunity. But Gerard, give us a tip. I want you and Van to give us a tip for the people.
Get your credit right.
There you go. Get your credit right. What about Van? Where you at, Van?
Stop being scared. Take the leap of faith. Jump into home ownership. Stop being scared. Take the leap of faith and become a homeowner.
Wow, man. You always open up when you say things. You open up another can there that I want to go into, and we talk about this thing, fear. And you know, stop being scared. Why do you think people are scared, man? We got 90 seconds. Why do you think people are scared?
Because remember, John, that's all they know. If you've been renting all your life, your mama been renting, your grandma was a renter too. Okay? And your grandma before that might have been a slave or something, I don't know. But the issue is when you come from a renter's, you have a renter's mentality, that's all you know, and you like the idea of somebody repairing your sink for you, somebody fixing a leaky pipe, you know, stuff that happens in home ownership. But guess what? It's yours. You own this. This is yours. There's value in that. Stop being scared.
What?
Stop living that generational curse of renting and making somebody else rich. Take the leap of faith. Become a homeowner.
Gerard,
we fear what we don't know. Get knowledge. Knowledge is power. We fear what we don't know.
Wow. Guys, man, this has been a great show, man.
That's great.
I hope we touching some people out there and getting some people to really understand. You guys give us a call. Like I say, you can call in 678-509-5269. Van, give them your number one more time.
Yeah, real quick. Air code 646-470-4726.
Gerard, give them your number.
Error code 803-386-7893. Area code 803-386-7893.
Hey, guys, you know, this is John Fuller. We're back here again. We got Van and Gerard. Hopefully we'll see you guys on Monday. You guys, hopefully you guys give us a call before Monday. Over the weekend, we'll be ready. Don't forget to download the book. You can go get the book, Decoding the Home Buying System, and let it decode the system for you, and you guys learn. Hey, guys, I appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys being on the call today. Up to Monday, let's get back on. Let's come back with some more information for these beautiful people out here to become homeowners.
Sounds good.
All right, guys.
Thank
I appreciate it.
Let's make sure we get
this podcast out to everybody. We got some good information on this one. Let's get this podcast out to everybody.
Have a good day, guys. Good weekend.
All right. Good weekend, man. Be good.